A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Abraham Lincoln, one of the most popular presidents of the United States, is credited with saying, "Most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be." Why was Martha so burdened and upset with Mary? Of course, we will never know the exact reason. But today, I would suggest it had nothing to do with preparing and serving a meal. Martha was by nature a homebody, someone who thrived on preparing good food and seeing people enjoying themselves. She had no trouble serving a great crowd. Surely it wasn't because she couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. The houses of first century Israel were not large. They were generally one-room structures with perhaps a curtain in different places to designate a different room. It seems to me that she was burdened not by exterior circumstances, but by her own frame of mind, her attitude. Who is there among us today who cannot identify with Martha? Researchers are now telling us that much of the stress we experience, and Martha experienced, is caused by our attitude more than by the task at hand. For example, if we have to mow the grass, we can approach it as something enjoyable, an opportunity to be outside and breathe in deeply the fresh air, smell the newly cut grass. Or we can approach it as a chore, a burden, something we have to do that we don't want to do. Every moment that comes to us is a gift from God. A duty that moment of the duty of that moment is also God's gift. As we gradually learn to be present to each moment as it unfolds, we can become more peaceful and rested, not burdened and anxious and worried. Martha must have learned this by the time that she saw Jesus at the death of Lazarus. By the time her brother had died, she had come to believe that Jesus was the resurrection and the life. Perhaps she was even sitting by Lazarus' tomb, pondering their friendship with Jesus when he arrived. If we read this text carefully, Jesus tells us Martha's real problem, why she feels so overburdened. The Lord said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things." She was anxious and worried. This type of thinking can really wear us down, and we become overburdened over nothing. If we were really followers of Christ, we need to ask ourselves, do we follow Jesus' words, who said not to worry, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and God would supply everything else, to come to him, all who are wearied and overburdened, and he will give us rest. If we would truly trust in God for every moment of our lives, we would find rest. The Lord of the universe, who created every single thing that exists, knows our needs and cares and sorrows every moment of every day. Today, let us once and for all give all our burdens to him, trusting that God will care for us as he has promised. Then we too will come to possess the one thing necessary. Amen.